A major health scare for new parents in California. Fears that hundreds of newborns, their moms, and hospital workers may have been exposed to TB by a nurse. ABC's Aditi Roy has the latest on the race to track these families down. Aditi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Cecilia. This morning, some very scary news, to say the least, for hundreds of new mothers and their babies in the Bay Area. And now that hospital is trying to track down all of the newborns who may be at risk of TB after being exposed to the infected nurse.
This morning, a scare at a San Jose, California hospital after a nurse in the maternity ward tests positive for tuberculosis. Now officials at the Santa Clara Valley Medical Center tracking down more than 350 newborns who had contact with the nurse between mid-August to mid-November.
TB leaves the lung and causes other problems such as meningitis. So it's appropriate to take the protection of newborns very seriously when an exposure has occurred.
Hospital officials say the nurse's annual TB test in September had negative results. She showed no symptoms and was diagnosed with TB in November after treatment for an unrelated illness. Doctors say TB skin and blood tests are extremely unreliable for infants and recommend the 350 potentially exposed babies undergo antibiotics for the next 6 months as a precaution. ABC News spoke with one mother who, after hearing about the possible exposure, rushed her baby born at the hospital in September to be tested. She says she learned on Friday both she and her baby are TB free. The hospital is offering treatment and monitoring to mothers and hospital employees who also came in contact with patient zero.
And in all of this, a small silver lining. Officials say that she did not show some of the worst symptoms of TB, coughing and sneezing, which are also the most contagious. So they're hopeful that the repercussions will be minimal. Dan?
We hope so as well. Aditi, thank you.